Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Poop and pee. Poop, poop, poop and pee. Poop, poop, poop and pee.
Oh,
poop, 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 poop and pee.
Poop and pee.
Poop, poop, poop and pee. Poop, poop, poop and pee. Poop, poop, poop and pee.
Hey! Yeah! Them boys!
I like what this has evolved
into. I do too. It's really gotten pretty exciting.
It's the poop and pee scat.
Yeah.
I like that sometimes we just like to harmonize. Like the gang from It's Always Sunny in
Philadelphia. Scat
Motown Philly's back again.
Motown Philly.
You know, Louis Anderson, or Louis Armstrong, was a scat man. Probably Louis Anderson, too.
I think Louis Anderson's later career, like him doing baskets and stuff, and like he's got a new book coming out that he's dressed like his mom on the cover. I think he really is just transgender, and he doesn't want to...
Probably.
Like, top to it.
Yeah, he's great, though. He's great in that
role. No, he's fantastic.
Yeah, probably. I mean, he's openly gay, right?
I don't know how open he is about it.
Oh, he's not openly gay?
I don't think so.
I mean, he's very clearly a gay man. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but, like, I've heard stories of him trying to hit on...
Let's Google.
I've heard the stories, too. I just don't think he ever came out, like, open, because he plays to a pretty...
Christian crowd?
Yeah, Midwestern values, fan base kind
of
thing.
That's true. Remember Life of Louie, the cartoon?
Yes, I do. And it was funny.
Was it? I don't remember.
I don't know. Maybe it was. I was a little kid.
Yeah.
It was cartoon.
I remember liking it as a little kid.
Yeah.
I do too, but like I also fucking thought Wayne's World 2 was funny.
Wayne's World 2 is funny.
No, it's unwatchable.
It is not unwatchable.
Wayne's World 1's great.
Wayne's World 2 is fucking funny.
It suffers from every Mike Myers sequel in that it's a carbon copy of the one before it with nothing new added. They're just like, okay, well, let's change this location or the character that says the exact same thing.
No.
There's parts of it that are funny, for sure, but it's like they didn't have a whole script. The script, there's no story like at all. It's just like a
They're
patch.
Trying to put on a concert.
Well, that's...
Wayne Stock,
man.
I'm aware, yeah. I don't think...
And then the fight scene? The fight scene's incredible.
When's the last time you watched it?
Probably, like, past year or two. Mm-hmm. I watch it kind of regularly. I love it.
Cross the T's and dot the...
lowercase
J's.
Yeah. That's a fucking good movie.
Disagree. What's the worst one? Austin Powers 2 or 3?
3.
I liked Austin Powers 2 and 3.
I like them both, too.
They're the same movie! The first one's good. The first one's awesome.
The second one, I thought, when I saw that in theaters, I was, like, 14 or something, and it was, like, I was walking out of that, like, a film critic, like, I think that one was better than the original. It was so good. Like, it was just so funny. They got right to the point. They didn't have to do a bunch of setting the thing up. It was just... better.
I saw Goldmember 3 times in theaters in 3 consecutive days.
Yeah.
When's the last time you've watched Goldmember, though?
Right when it came out on DVD.
I assure you, it does not hold up.
Hold up.
I haven't seen Goldmember since it came out, but I really, really enjoyed Spy Who Shagged Me.
Oh, so. Yeah. That's one of the funniest movies of all time, I think.
Like, what do you think of him as the Gong Show?
But that's the second one. The Spy Who Shagged Me.
Oh, no. Okay, I'm thinking of International Man of Mystery.
Yeah, that's the first one. But I actually think the first one is... Because it's so many 90s jokes, you get... They don't do as many of those in the second one.
The first one's so fucking good.
They're both great.
Boy, that's a crazy get-up you got.
That's a great...
Who is number two?
Are you part of this show? No, actually, I'm English.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, partner, have a good one.
Yeah, all three. That's
a good outing.
As far as sequels go, especially for a comedy, like, those three are all above board. Like, because there's so many comedy sequels. Like, Anchorman 2 is one of the hottest pieces of garbage.
Never saw it. Oh, ever. No, I saw the end. They do the same... fight scene, right?
Yeah.
It's like the...
But more.
But not funny.
Almost... No. A comedy sequel is almost never...
A good idea.
I loved Ace Ventura 2.
Yeah.
That one hilarious. Okay, that one's pretty funny.
You know what I haven't watched since I was a little kid that everybody's told me I should give another shot is Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Dude, Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey is fucking hysterical. It's dark as shit. And it is way better than Excellent Adventure.
I love Excellent Adventure.
Dude, I still love it. Excellent Adventure. It's better.
I love it because it's super funnier. Silly.
This one's still super silly, but it's like silly and like dark themes because they're dead for a good part of that movie. They're fucking dead.
Oh yeah, and they have Death, the bald guy.
And then they play like board games to beat Death so they can come back to life. There's naked weird aliens that build shitty robots from Home Depot parts. It is so fucking the weird when they're in hell and they're having like nightmares about having to kiss their grandma and stuff like that. It's so fucking funny. And then they possess their dad and the other cop and the is Robert Jenkins from Step Brothers, the dad.
Okay.
And he's like giving a speech as Keanu Reeves. He's like, my fellow officer bros. Like, it's really fucking funny. Yeah, I think it's on Netflix right now. So give it another watch. Yeah,
they are making
get real high and watch it.
They are making a third one that just got greenlit.
Yeah,
I don't watch many things not real high.
I figured.
Yeah, me too.
Speaking of which,
I'm nearly out.
Why were you on Twitter today talking about
Augustus? Save me? Some for yes. later.
Meat, they're making meat in labs now that is going to be approved by the FDA, and it's going to be the meat that we end up eating because factory farming is not sustainable, it's expensive as shit, and if you can just grow meat in labs, it's going to cut down on the price, and now you just have to get over the fact that it's not part of an animal. It's just fibers being grown.
Bill, if you were a lab-grown meat-based product and you were hungry, would you eat yourself? It's a simple yes or no question.
Yes,
Bill.
We need to get used to it for when we colonize Mars.
Yeah, honestly, I'm all for it. And then also, you don't need to be a vegan anymore.
Yellowstone's gonna murder this planet.
You don't need to be a vegan
That's
anymore.
That's the biggest thing nobody talks about.
What, Yellowstone?
Yellowstone.
Talk about the dormant volcano?
The dormant super volcano. The gigantic volcanic lake that if 10% of it erupts is going to just murder this whole country.
Well, what happened? I don't even know anything about
this. Never heard about
a
super volcano?
Never heard about
a
super volcano.
It's very real. This is no conspiracy theory.
This is just a thing.
This is an actual thing. There is like a...
Cool.
I want to say... 35 kilometers wide, 10 kilometers deep lake of volcanic.
Why are
liquid.
You speaking in kilometers? Like, I
don't know. That's all because I'm not going to sit here and convert it to miles, Bill.
Those are the numbers I was given a while ago. The numbers that you're giving me, if you're giving me kilometers, it could be as big as that bottle of water. I don't know.
It's smaller by a mile, but not that much. Let's say that.
So it's confusing.
Let's say roughly.
Brian, I'm going to take the lift instead of the stairs to deliver that fast.
Kilometers, 2 miles.
Huh?
Hold on. I'm doing kilometers, 2 miles.
So this is the Yellowstone caldera?
Cadra?
Caldera?
Caldera?
I almost said calindra. Man, I am fucking retarded.
Yeah, we're all dumb.
Yeah.
But it is real. And if a small portion of it blows, it's going to have this gigantic blast.
So how big is it? It's 30.
Why don't you just Google the super volcano itself?
Just tell me what you told me.
I want to say 35 by 10.
35 across?
35 across and then 10 deep.
From the Washington...
So that's 21 miles across. And let's see, 10 kilometers deep and 6 miles deep. See, that is way more. Like, I had no idea. Because I'm like, 10 doesn't sound that much deep, 10 but kilometers, like, but 6 miles is really fucking deep.
I guess the blast radius is like several hundred miles, so everybody's just going to be dead immediately.
And that's just from the blast.
And
not
and
the
it's
actual,
gonna,
like,
it's
fallout.
Blot out
that
the
shit.
Sun
yeah.
into the atmosphere, and then people, like, where we are going to slowly suffocate and die. from all the ash that we're going to be breathing in. The grain belt's going to be wiped out, so a lot of the earth is going to starve. It is like an extinction type event, and we are overdue for it. There's like a big window, but nobody understands this thing.
Yeah.
The nobody one, knows why it hasn't blown. Nobody knows when it's going to blow.
How about the one in Hawaii? Is that still going off?
Yeah, but that one's like... That one's
that's
pretty minimal.
Volcano.
Yeah.
That's a super volcano.
Yeah, super volcanoes. We're talking about super volcanoes. That one's only 12 kilometers by...
There's this
what degree centigrade? Yeah. What degree centigrade?
There's this guy. He's a cosmologist. His name's Michio Kaku. I think that's how you pronounce his name.
Japanese guy?
Yeah. He's this like ultra intelligent guy that does a great job of dumbing things down so that regular people can understand it. And even
so
then,
do
I still struggle.
I do a great job of dumbing things down.
After you Google
that is true.
Kilometers to miles.
I just don't have the information at the start. I just like I can take something dumb and make it dumber. That's what I'm good at.
But, like, they ask him, well, like, what do you do if this thing starts exploding? And he goes, just run. There's nothing you can do about it.
But why even run?
So you don't
So you gotta buy yourself a little time.
I'm gonna do something really funny and, like, start jerking off so when they Pompeii myself.
There is that guy.
Yeah.
Have you seen the guy?
No, which guy?
Oh, the jerk-off Pompeii guy.
I'd spread my butt cheeks open.
That guy had it.
You could possibly think that the Pompeii jerk-off guy is urinating. Me? No.
No.
I'm spreading butt cheeks. That looks comfortable.
No. It was not. The point is that we're all fucked.
That dude's jerking off.
That dude's totally jerking off.
Oh, man. Yeah.
What is the headline? That read the headline.
There's no way this guy was masturbating when a volcano killed him.
I gotta find my favorite headline of all time.
You gotta make sure that that's a little cheat code for when you get Pompeii. Have a hair tie wrapped around your cock because you want to make it like chubby for all of eternity.
This is
right?
This is the greatest headline of all time. Butthole eaten at Lions tailgate, and it's just a guy fucking nose deep in some chick's ass.
Good for him.
Up against a it looks like a Chevy Cruze.
Let me see.
By the way,
oh yeah, I actually remember when this came out.
Yeah, by the way,
2014.
His girlfriend, a good egg,
filed to butt action.
Butt stuff.
There's a video on Deadspin from back in the day of two really drunk people fucking on the bathroom floor of Dallas, Texas Stadium.
Oh, Cowboys.
Yeah, Cowboy, whatever, Jerry, whatever, AT&T, whatever it is, went first open.
My buddy that worked for the Cavs, I'm pretty sure I brought him up on the show before, and we'll continue to bring him up, because anytime you ask him to start spilling stuff, he will immediately start spilling stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's great.
I have questions for him.
Yeah.
Because my brother-in-law is a airtight vessel.
Really?
He does not spill anything.
Oh, this guy spills.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So, he was telling me that when they started doing the watch parties at the queue, remember when they were free?
Yeah.
They had to stop making it free because apparently people fucking in the bathrooms was a big problem. Then all they did was put $5 on it, and that problem cleared right out.
That's so funny.
It was just the $5 that stopped people from fucking in the bathrooms.
I wonder why. Just fucking in the bathroom and then $5 that? Can't do that anymore.
So we got in here.
I wonder
for
what turns the switch off with just $5.
Like, whoa. All right. We can just fuck at home.
We can go fuck for free somewhere.
Yeah. I'm not paying for parking. And $5. It's like $10.
Man, I have heard that the rumor mill turning. LeBron might be staying.
I hear everything.
I've heard everything. I've heard with certainty.
And I'm part of the problem right now because that tweet that had like 300 retweets, now it's on Instagram and people are using it on their basketball accounts to be like, discuss. Like, you think this is going to be the one? I'm like, I'm the poster boy now for LeBron to the Lakers.
Yeah, well.
And I don't like that.
Inside sources say.
That he's going to stay?
Yep, that's what I hear.
I heard because he just, it's like a family thing and then they got some deals They might be able to
Kemba Walker, baby.
I'd rather see CJ McCollum's my dream scenario.
McCollum would be great.
You're gonna have to give up Kevin Love for that.
And Kawhi. Let's get Kawhi. I know we can. That'd be great.
The draft is.
We can do a sign and trade possibly with Kawhi.
Well, he's not a free agent. We just have to trade. But who are they going to want from us?
Kevin Love.
Why? Why would they want Kevin Love?
Because it's somebody that wants to be.
Yeah.
There.
I mean, like, I would hope that they hold on to Kevin Love. He's.
Yeah, but you're not. I don't know how you get Kawhi.
I think
unless someone that they really want in the draft slips to us, I don't think we're getting Kawhi.
No, they're not going to get Kawhi Leonard.
Because we're going to have to trade that pick.
I saw
who's coming here then.
Kemba
Walker is not a big time game changer. He is a good player.
He can score 25 points.
He averages like over 20 points for his career.
But that's when he's got the ball in his hands, being the guy scoring.
But he can score.
He can score, and then
like when Kyrie did.
Yeah. But to me, it seems like from what I've watched at least, that he was more of like an Isaiah Thomas, has to have the ball in his hands to be able to get that many
but
points.
But that's how Kyrie was until LeBron got here. Your game evolves when you play with a superstar. He hasn't played with a superstar.
I guess. I mean. Kyrie still was one of those. We let Kyrie have the ball in his hands and do what he wanted. And that pissed me off a lot about Kyrie. As we all know, I'm not. I've never been that big of a Kyrie supporter. Good, not great, as far as I'm concerned. Kyrie Irving, there are way too many possessions where he just dribbled and dribbled and dribbled, and either the fucking shot clock would wear down or he'd take a shitty, no business type of shot and it wouldn't go in. Right. Like Kyrie would go cold. He would have his crazy games, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
But Kyrie, if within the first quarter his shit wasn't dropping, it was not gonna turn on.
But I think
except for the second half of game three in the finals last year.
So who's a good fit then for a player like LeBron, like a superstar that would play like if anybody in the league is on the table, who's the best match for LeBron, because it's not just going to be the next best player. It's a guy that is going to where he could play along him. Because even him and Dwayne Wade.
Well, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, that would be really nice.
Well, I'm thinking Steph Curry would probably be the absolute best. I think that would be even better than Durant, because him and Durant do a lot of the same things, whereas Curry, like that two. Like, they would play well off of each other. Like, they would, you know, set picks for each other and be able to... and they could both take the ball off the dribble, but they're also unselfish. I think that would be incredible.
I mean, a guy that can spot shoot, a guy that can cut and create.
And also can handle the ball himself and find LeBron if he's moving around.
Yeah, Kyrie Irving. That's what you guys...
But LeBron, Kyrie was not... a pass first. Not that Steph Curry's a pass first, but he's way more willing to pass than Kyrie ever has been.
Are we going to see the Uncle Drew movie? Hey, boyfriend,
yes.
Let's all go to Uncle Drew meetup.
Grandma wants to see it, so we'll take Grandma. And I think
why does she want to see it? To hate watch it?
She still likes Kyrie.
She still likes him?
She's mad at him, but she still likes him. And I was like, do you want to see this movie? And she's like, yeah, I kind of do, actually. I was fucking around. I was just joking. And she's like, yeah, I'd go see that. I'm like, well, fuck. We're going to go see it then.
I like Uncle Drew better when it was called the Streetball Tournament episode of Family Matters.
Yeah. Who was all on that episode?
Grandmama. It was just Larry Johnson's grandmama because Eddie ditched Steve for Spider in the Streetball Tournament, the 2-on-2 tournament.
I want to say Eddie ended up being a criminal somehow.
I don't think so. I think Eddie ended up having like a B movie kind of career.
But didn't they?
Roles and shit.
Didn't the one daughter, the one that they like wrote off the show and just forgot about?
She started doing like porn and shit.
Yeah, that's
what. Really? What's her name? What's her porn name?
I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sure I can Google it. Darius McCray is Eddie Winslow. Not Eddie.
I could have told you that actually without looking at the screen.
I'm sorry. Not Eddie. Waldo.
Oh, Waldo.
Don't tell me Waldo got in trouble. I love that man.
Waldo dead?
Waldo Geraldo Faldo?
Man, I have to go back and rewatch.
I quote Waldo all, no problem, Bob. All the time.
Sean Harrison.
I remember they were at a school dance one time, and a slow song comes on, and he just starts fucking rocking out. They're like, Waldo, what are you doing? He goes, I'm a rebel.
Yeah, maybe not. Okay, well, I'm sorry about that, Sean Harrison. I didn't mean to disparage your name. You were a delight.
Maybe Little Richie?
I want to say...
What was it? Cody? Uncle Cody from
Family Guy. Oh, yeah. That's what it was. It was the other TJIF.
Yeah, the real piece of shit that guy.
Yeah.
Uncle Cody.
How hot was Al?
Yeah.
Borland? So sexy. Oh, I know.
Yeah. I was here for Halloween like 5 years.
I have a thing for Richard Kind. I get it.
Who's Richard
Kind? Isn't that Richard Kind? Isn't Richard Kind...
it's not Richard Kind. That is...
Richard Karn?
Oh, it's Richard Karn. Yeah.
From...
Who's Richard Kind?
Home Improvement? Then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Richard Kind. Of not a memorable person. Richard Kind is the guy from fucking...
Oh, yeah. Spin City.
Spin City, that's what it is.
Yeah. I actually saw him on the streets of New York one time.
Richard Kind? That's a get. That's a pull.
I walked past him, and I was just like, I know that. But, like, I didn't know his name, so I was just like, Spin City guy. But I didn't say that. I just, like, he noticed that I saw him, and I was like, I know who you are. And he's like, that's fine. And, like that's what our eyes said to each other. Like,
who is this?
Richard Kind. The guy from, he's in a bunch of
shit. Oh, that.
Yeah, he was.
Gotcha.
He did the voice of Bing Bong on Inside Out, which, did you guys see that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he was voice of Bing Bong. Very, very sad movie.
You don't know the second bad guy from the animated classic A Bug's Life?
I tracked down Carlos Baerga twice in 2 days one time.
You did say that before.
I told that story before?
Yeah.
Chubby Carlos Baerga?
Chubby Carlos Baerga was on the broadcast last weekend. Boy, he just keeps getting stung by those bees.
Right? Yeah, I love him.
Big bees.
Keep getting stung, buddy.
I
played wiffle ball with him.
With Carlos Baerga?
With like a bunch of like classic Cleveland sports stars. It was when the horseshoe first opened, and I was pretty... It was like maybe 2 years into it being open. And it was still the horseshoe at that time. And I think it was the first summer that I was on the show.
Wait, the...
The radio show.
The...
Horseshoe Casino? Oh. Horseshoe Casino,
sorry. All right.
Okay. Horseshoe Casino. And so they hired a bunch of, like, Cleveland sports stars.
Joe Charbonneau?
To come and play baseball, like wiffle ball. So it was like a bunch of... few Cavs players, few football players, and a few Indians. And Carlos Baerga and Mike Hargrove were both phenomenal. Like, sure, like Mike Hargrove, who, like, dude's like in his 70s or 60s. This is about 5 years ago, so, like, but he was an older dude, but he was ripping them. And then watching these other athletes, like Austin Carr and Ernest Biner, and like they were all taking swings and just horrible. And then I had to play too, and then the all-time pitcher was Mario Lopez. He's a back to like 80s shit. But yeah.
You met Mario Lopez?
Yes, that's I did.
Way more.
That's exciting. Awesome.
Yeah, I met Mario. He was
AC fucking Slater.
He was sweet and funny and just cool and like chatted with
he
me.
Was sweet?
Yeah, like he was like nice.
A genuinely sweet man.
Like we walked into the tent and he
how
like
how could you not call him sweet? How could that not be your first
He came up to us and he's like, "Hey, I'm whatever his name
Mario
is,
Lopez.
Mario Lopez. I'll be the all-time pitcher. It's nice to work with you guys. I'm really excited about today." Like, he was that, like, charming. And we're just like, oh, thanks. Like, he came to us. He didn't know who we were. He just knew that we were getting introduced. So, he was cool.
What a nice fella. Hey, Mario Lopez, if you're listening.
And he still looks like a fucking teenager, too.
Yeah.
As far as the all-time not aging, he is... I think the champion.
Stem cells.
How old is he?
Going. Mario Lopez.
He's got to be in his 40s.
Yeah,
I give
First
him...
of all, I think Hot Carl's the all-time aging champion.
That's no, true. He's... No, because this...
44.
Raquel Welch, too. Look at her in her fucking 70s.
Yeah.
She looks...
Jesus.
Okay.
Bo Derek still looks fucking good.
Yeah, hold on.
I remember when Bo Derek was in Tommy Boy,
yeah.
And she was like in her 40s, and I'm like, look at this amazing old lady.
She's had some work done.
Look at how old she is.
No, I know.
Yeah,
but look at the age.
Uh,
Like, you see her and you go, oh, she looks good for 60. But then you look at her actual age, 70 fucking 7. Yeah. Think of an actual 3 years from 80.
Oh, I thought it said her husband was Richard Pryor. I was like, what? Richard Palmer.
So Bo Derek's 61, and she still looks fucking good.
Jamie Raquel Lee, Welch is Jamie 77. Lee Curtis with her big cock.
It's a little cock, yogurt. Big boobs.
It's not a. It's a big clit.
Whatever it is, it's not. It's either a big kick. It's either a big clit or a little cock. It can't be. It can't be both.
It could be Schrodinger's clit. It could be both.
It is until it isn't.
Yeah, exactly.
She looks okay.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
For exactly.
That's Bo Derek.
How old is she?
61.
Did you see Raquel Welch at 77?
Yes,
she looks
Raquel
better than Bo Derek at 61.
I think there's more Photoshop there.
All like older Hollywood actresses, when they get plastic surgery, get to get that cat look a little bit.
Though. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What are people thinking? Like, I know girls that have gotten it. Like, only one girl I know actually looked good after her plastic surgery. Everybody else is like, the elite wealthy can't get good facial plastic surgery. What makes you think that you're going to get good facial plastic surgery?
I mean, if you can do it subtly and like...
You know who got facial plastic surgery and looks a lot better afterwards? Is who's the little blonde chick that everybody hates so much? Tommy Lauren. Lauren? Yeah. Have you seen her plastic surgery?
Why? But like, I don't know. I don't find girls that look like, not to discriminate, because I know there's a bunch of people listening right now, but girls that look like Tommy Lauren, you know, Barbie doll, like, I just don't like...
That's not your thing?
It's not a thing.
I think she's sexy.
I like...
There's this Instagram model, Lindsay Paylis. She's got big...
Oh, I know who she is.
Flappy
titties.
They're gigantic. Yeah, but she got a pretty severe nose job, and this isn't even doing it justice, because, like...
Do you have a side-by-side?
I'm trying to find
this conversation we're having is problematic, fellas.
My buddy, one time, he told me that Farrah Fawcett died from ass cancer from getting her asshole bleached. And I believed that for like 4 years.
Oh, yeah.
No,
you I believe that for a long time. See that
difference? There's...
Oh, wow.
There's videos... I like
it better the first time.
Videos where she actually shows her tits, because like ever since she got the nose job, she hasn't just like... She's just an Instagram hand-drawn model, basically. But there's old Playboy videos on...
I've seen them.
Yeah. And they're like, you notice the difference in her nose and those. Like, her nose is a very ethnic nose.
It knows that sort of.
They are gigantic and like they don't sag.
They're great tits. She's got some of the best tits in the entire world. Ava Sonnet, another great big titty phenom.
Never heard of that one.
She's Polish. There's this website I used to go to called busty.pl. And they had all these, like, this is back in, like, the Kazaa days, but they had all their videos there, and you could stream them. Like, they're real early on streaming videos, so you didn't have to download them.
Like Polish?
Yeah. And so just big, huge Polish tits. And they don't, like, it's all super softcore, where they're, like, running around in the pool, or they're just swaying back and forth to, like, rip off hip-hop music. They're really... off-putting other than just great big tits.
I dance sexy for the money.
Yeah. There's no talking.
I assume that Polish porn would just be a bunch of naked girls, but them drowning because their submarine didn't have
Because it had a screen door.
Oh, the Poles. The Poles are like fucking racist as shit, man. Like, they're like the only country in fucking Europe, or like not the only, but Poland and Hungary... And, like, a couple other of those, like, Eastern Bloc countries or whatever, they shut down their country for all immigration. Like, so it's like you're not allowed to come in.
I feel like all countries are racist as shit.
Well, yeah. No, but they have a history
most of them do. Yeah, if you go back to any country's history when it comes to other races, there's not going to be one that you're like, oh.
They were tolerant.
Look at how'd they get so bad now? They were so great. All right, here's the thing. Why is Europe and Asia two continents?
Because
it's very connected.
Yeah, basically.
But they're very connected.
Because they're racist.
No, but they're very connected. Like, so shouldn't those be
Shouldn't that be? It's one landmass.
Most of it's Russia.
Most of
just a fun fact.
Okay, but it's still whatever it is. It should all be one thing. It should be
Eurasia.
Eurasia, like that, should be the other continent.
Let's call it all.
No, you're Europe.
You what?
Eurasia. Eurasia. Nah, you're Europe.
We got Dad Joke Ryan today.
I like this Ryan. I think he's best.
Listen, I'm just keeping it punchy, keeping it loose here.
But I think that's a thing. I think that should be one continent. The way all the rest of the continents are, like, there's at least separation between
North America, South America,
but are they
Central America? That's it, connects it. Yeah, you can go from Canada to like.
But
Chile.
I feel like there's at least like a nice pinch where even if it is still connected technically, it's enough. But I mean, let's look at the map.
Another thing that world. I didn't learn until embarrassingly late age was that North America is more than Canada, United States, and Mexico.
What else is North America?
All those other Central American countries, El Salvador.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess Central America.
The fucking Caribbean islands, all that shit.
It's not technically a continent, but
it's part of our continent.
Yeah, like, there's a... If you look at it, there is land holding it together, but it's a little swatch of land.
That's true.
But if you go to Asia and Europe and stuff, Russia's just farting out Europe. Like, Europe is so fucking tiny, they should just keep it as Asia.
Russia's part of both, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's so weird. Why wouldn't you just say Russia's on one thing? How do you have a country that doesn't break up like Michigan does?
Right.
On two different continents.
That's what I'm saying. There's no such thing as Asia. There's no such thing as Europe.
There's no such thing as countries. There's no such thing as continents. Everything is myths.
Yes. There are imaginary borders. But that's one landmass. So I think Europe should be part of Asia.
We're through the looking glass here now, people.
Sometimes I get onto something. I was onto the LeBron thing. And I'm on LeBron going to the Lakers so he can beat Kyrie.
Hmm?
And now I'm onto this. There's no Asia, no Europe, only Eurasia.
LeBron better leave, because then I have something coming out about him leaving. So I'd have to rewrite like fucking thousands of words.
What's that for?
For a thing. I'll tell you later.
Ooh.
Yeah, fucking LeBron is going to the Lakers.
Are you guys going to be mad at LeBron for leaving?
Absolutely not.
Don't get mad at him. Yeah, I'll be like upset because I like, but I'm still. He's transcended to such a high level player that I'm gonna watch him no matter where he's playing basketball, no matter what.
He can. Yeah, absolutely.
He's just that good.
I
think of how much money that's gonna bring in, because I think there's a lot of Cleveland fans that feel that way, and that will.
I'll be a Lakers fan temporarily.
That's what I'm saying. Like, not they're gonna be on TV a lot, but there's gonna be a lot of people that get that NBA package.
Yeah,
okay. And that adds to my speculation that he will end up on the Lakers.
I'm not getting a fucking NBA package. I'll watch in the playoffs.
Yeah, but you'll get the password from someone that has it.
No. I will not watch regular season LeBron games with him not here unless they're playing the Cavs or unless it's like I'm at a bar and it's on TV. I would not at home.
I watched Heat games. We watched Heat games when he was
at. I watched Heat playoff games and rooted actively against him. I will not act like I did not hate LeBron.
Oh, I hated him too.
Came home.
Yeah. I did the last season
until the very day he came home, and then like
where were you? A
3-week buffer period. I was at my buddy Petrus's house when I found out.
I was at the drug mart over there on Detroit, and like right by the library.
Okay.
I was walking around in there, and the letter, like, the news alerts just started, like, pouring in, and I'll be honest, I got emotional in that drug mart. Like, I was so happy that he was coming back.
It's all right, I got emotional.
I had an existential crisis when I read it, and it took me several days to decide how I felt about it.
Like, I read it, and then I ran.
Several weeks.
Like, I ran to the radio station and jumped on TAM, and I was just like, we got him! He's back! Like, and like... Mike Snyder's trying to do like a real show. I'm like, no, but LeBron is back. He's come back. We got him. It's a real thing. And he's like, I know, I'm trying to do that. I'm like, yeah, but it's going to be cool. We're going to get the party.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's sad, but whatever.
I'll get the package because Grandma is into it. So
How long are you planning on staying there?
I don't know if I'll ever want to leave. Honestly, fantastic. It's incredible. It is the best. My clothes smell great. I'm losing weight because we never have any food. She'll really cook, so it's pretty cool. All
right.
And then I get to go swimming with her, and we go up on the roof and have morning coffee and shit. Like it's fucking badass.
Sounds lovely. It
sounds very lovely.
I've been enjoying staying at Cody Cooper's. I've been living at his house, and it will be until the 30th, I think.
Yeah, oh, because they're longest. In Peru. Yeah, they're in right. Peru. So you're taking care of their dog?
No, the dog's not even there. I'm just watching the house.
What?
House yeah. watching.
That's fucking
but great. He's got a gym set up in his basement, so I've been working out every day. He's got TVs all over the fucking house. It's glorious.
So many TVs.
So many TVs.
There's two TVs. There's one on one wall of the basement, and the other one's on the other wall.
So you can watch play video games on one and watch one while you're lifting.
Yeah.
That's tight.
Yeah. He's got a squat rack. I could deadlift in his basement. It's legit.
I don't like that squat rack though.
I'm too tall for the squat rack. I think
that's why.
I think I have to put those hooks on the outside.
That's
and then
what we're
step
doing.
Forward.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we. That's what I was doing.
Or I'm just gonna front squat.
Yeah, that's another thing you can do. Yeah, but other than that, it's cool. Also, I hate squats. So
working out for
squat
faggots.
In 6 months.
I just started lifting again 2 weeks ago.
I need to. I just
don't eat. It's real helpful.
My frame is too big to just get skinny. I would look so weird if I just got skinny.
Like super
I gotta
skinny.
Have some muscle on me, or else
you would look. Trying to imagine you super skinny with that big fucking because you have a very big head.
I got a big head. I got big. Like,
what size is your head?
I got 7 5/8.
Okay, that's a big
head. That's a big head. You got a huge head! All
right. But you'd be surprised, like, when I lost, when I was at, like, my skinniest, my shoulders, because I lost all my muscle, too, it was, like, very narrow. Like my
at
shoulders,
your skinniest, you looked weird.
I looked real weird.
Yeah.
My head is really big on my frame.
I'm telling you, that's like an orange on a toothpick.
Yeah, you don't belong at the weights as you got to at your skinniest.
Right. Not without any, like, muscle or anything.
Yeah.
Something.
And I think I would be even, a little bit worse. Like,
I think
my bone structure is larger than yours. Mm-hmm. And
big boned.
Also
I think doctors have told me I'm big boned.
Yeah, you're big boned.
Medical professionals
have told me you got big bones. That's my Bill Burr impression.
Big bones.
Speaking of which, I watched the roast of Voss. Fucking absolutely hysterical.
Is
phenomenal.
Worth it?
Oh, no, Bill Burr is not on it. It's,
no, is it worth it? Like,
oh, yeah.
You have to buy it, right?
I rented it. You can rent it for $5. So
okay.
I just rented it for $5. Bossroast.com.
Okay.
Fucking phenomenal. Fucking Colin Quinn. Colin Quinn.
I saw a clip of Bonnie saying
something about Jim Norton. Bonnie McFarlane is the MC. Robert Kelly. Big J. Joe DeRosa is fucking hilarious on
it. Joe DeRosa is very, very funny, very underrated comic.
Yeah. Luis Gomez, who I don't really know. He's on Bonfire, isn't he? But he was funny.
Oh, Luis J. Gomez?
Yeah. And Norton, I think. And Judy Gold.
Judy Gold's fucking awesome. I love her.
She kind of bombed, but it was funny. Yeah. They made it funny. But fucking Colin Quinn told Robert Kelly that he looks like he should be a statue in the garden of a Yakuza member.
That's hilarious. That's
it would, dude. Funny. It's I. Sarah and I watch it, and like she usually doesn't watch like the I'll put on a comedy special or whatever. She watched the whole thing, and it was so funny. And she doesn't know who any of those people are. It was just like
that's good. That shows it's a good roast if you don't know who those people are, and they're still good jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Voss killed too.
Yeah, Voss is great at ripping people apart.
Yeah, they...
And he's good on his feet, too.
Oh, absolutely. He was roasting. Anthony Cumia was there, and they were just fucking abusing him. It was hilarious.
Because he's just calling him racist and shit.
Yeah, and like...
What happened
like
to
a domestic... he quit?
I know.
Quit?
What's
or, no, he got fired from Sirius, and now he's doing a podcast on Westwood One.
Ooh,
where
exciting.
He just like... It's basically a show that he was doing when he... lost his job at Sirius.
I don't know.
Just those guys.
Jim and Sam is, like, bad. They're both not first chairs, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's why that show works so well. But even, like, after they got rid of Anthony, it just got racist.
Isn't Dave Landau on it?
Dave Landau's
on the Anthony Cumia show.
That's a whole separate.
Which one's the racist one?
Anthony Cumia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, his radio show or podcast?
Podcast.
Oh, he does like a live broadcast on like that you can watch.
The Compound.
Yeah.
Compound.
What happened is Patrice died, and then like nobody called him on his racism, and then he became really racist.
Then he just went down this rabbit hole. But the best thing that I got of all that is the Bennington show. That show's running. They used to be Ron and Fez.
Yeah.
Ron Bennington is the fucking best. Listen to some of his interviews. They're incredible. They're on YouTube. His comedian interviews are amongst the best of all time. Like his Patrice one, so good.
Doesn't he have Cleveland ties of some sort?
Patrice or
Rodney Bennington?
No. That's Rodney Bankston. Okay. You're thinking of Rodney Bankston.
Who's the guy?
Ron Bennington.
Who's the guy involved with the Cleveland Comedy Festival?
Rodney Bankston.
Yeah, that's him.
Okay.
Yeah.
He looks like a Q-tip gained sentience.
You might think that I'm here with my family, but I have no family.
Yeah, I always thought it was weird. Yeah, like,
I look like someone's husband, but I've never been married.
Seen Cerebral Salmon forever, and I'm so happy about it.
I think he's dead.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure he's not dead, but like, I'd love it if he was just
never shown.
Folks,
come by East End a few times in the past year, so I think he's still out there.
He's such a fucking wild card. He comes in, and I don't want to be a dick to him, and then he does all these things to make me be a dick to him. And like I'll let him into the show.
Rodney
Bankston
says
no. And he'll start heckling comics. The one time he like went up to this mother daughter, these nice regular people, and is like screaming, "I demand respect!" and slamming his beer on the table. And then he talked about shooting Jimmy Graham after.
I remember that. That was hilarious. Fucking
old asshole.
Yeah, I was like, he's always.
I've had to throw that guy out of so many comedy shows. Over my lifetime. I've known him for about... I think he started a year or two after me. So, it's 12, 13 years.
Folks, I'm going out to Vegas!
Remember when he kept going out and saying he was leaving to go to Las Vegas?
It's so hard with him because he does have mental issues. Mm-hmm. But, like...
Yeah, he's like...
You can't expect people to have all of the patience in the world.
No, not at all.
You can't... Like, mm-hmm. He's just around so much, and you try to ignore him, and you try to just have him leave you alone, but he doesn't. And he ruins the shows. And it's... I wish he would just be...
Yeah, he's a kamikaze comic.
I
just came up with that kamikaze comic. That's pretty good.
That's
pretty fucking good.
KKK!
No! Uh-oh! That isn't good! You do a good Krusty.
I'm a fucking impressionist, fellas. I don't know, you should really
work on that.
Remember when Cerebral Sam all of a sudden dyed his hair black and showed up in Cowboys?
Oh, yes! You were... He started dressed like Jack White. Yeah!
Had the Woody from Toy Story.
I think I called him Yosemite Cerebral Sam at that point.
Oh, fuck
it. He had brand new teeth. He was just a new man.
I'm a new man.
Searching for a... Just asking black comics if they want to team up.
Oh, yeah. Ebony and Ivory.
Black and white.
Jay Flint is in my black and white comedy duo, Ebony and Ivory.
I don't know. He talks like he's Daniel Day-Lewis in that. What is it?
There will be blood.
I am a sinner. I'm a comedy man. I'm a comedy. I've abandoned my mic. If you have a notebook and I have a notebook, I steal your notebook. If you have a street joke and I have a street joke, I'll steal your street joke.
I drink your PBR.
I've abandoned my son.
Daniel Day-Lewis. He quit acting, right?
Yeah.
Good thing that his last role was so memorable as a designer about dresses, right?
I know it was a good movie. I just haven't seen it.
It's so uninteresting. I haven't watched it. Just the plot seemed so unreal and interesting.
What movie you want to see?
Hereditary?
Let me know how it is.
Really good. I read the spoiler. I read the Wikipedia page, so it sounds creepy as fuck.
Alan saw it. He said he liked it. I would like to see it.
Yeah, I'd like to see it.
All right, I gotta go to dinner.
All right. Well, we've done our time, anyways.
Good.
Okay.
So, fellas,
this was a fun episode. We're all over the place, but it was funny.
You fellas,
no such thing as Asia. No such thing as Europe. There's only Eurasia.
You hear it?
Putting that on shirts. That's my flat Earth theory.
Boy, man. Bill Squire, woke as fuck, everybody. There's only Eurasia. No,
I'm waking people up.
Follow us on Twitter, Fantasy Boys Pod.
With a Z.
And shout out to Tony B. Greasy. That rap was fucking
Tony
awesome.
Yeah, that's fire.
Tony B. Greasy, you're the shit.
Somebody else make us a rap.
Yeah, and do other
somebody
nice
else tell us who the fuck you are.
Yeah.
And shout out to Sam LaTourette for correcting my bit of slightly...
oh, yes, I saw this.
Yeah, my slightly wrong knowledge of the Jailblazers.
You piece of shit.
Yeah. It was Damon Stoudemire.
I'd like to say we're better than that.
Yeah. Editor's note, it was Damon Stoudemire who got caught in the airport metal detector with weed wrapped in tinfoil and not Sheed. So sorry for disparaging your Sheed. You did get caught with Damon Stoudemire smoking weed in a car, though. So yes. I was halfway right.
Which is the reference that I remember from Chappelle's Show sketch where you call out Kobe in real life if you're doing something another, like... getting stabbed. Paul Pierce! And that's they go, Damon Stoudemire. And that's when Charlie Murphy goes, Rashid Wallace. That show is so fucking funny. I gotta go back and watch it.
Alright.
Peace.
See ya.
Go Browns.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.